Consented, all parties were agreed. Her portion 30 shillings, we married where we speak.
Hello, this is the next episode in our One Theme at a Time Modern Languages podcast series at Western Kentucky University. I'm Melissa Stewart, professor of Spanish, and I'm your host for today. Today is September 30th, 2006, and we're downtown in Bowling Green at the International Festival. This is a festival that's gone on for a number of years and celebrates all the different groups and cultures that we have right in Bowling Green. There's food, music, dance, crafts, just everything you can imagine. Today we're going to go around and chat with different people and see their impressions of the festival, what they've done, what they particularly enjoyed, and so join us. It's a little overcast, but that hasn't stopped the people from coming. There are children, adults, you know, people of all ages enjoying this event. And right now we're looking at a display of Spain, España, and some masks that the kids are coloring and creating, artistic masks. It's the year of the mask. And we have David Bishop here. David, why a display about Spain?
Because Nicole is the one that did this, and both of us have went to Spain and studied abroad there for 3 months in Segovia. And I think that Nicole just wanted to represent that because that's the country that she has experience with.
So we have Nicole Saber here, and she's got masks she's preparing for the kids to decorate. What's the mask theme about?
For the entire festival, I actually have no idea. I think they choose a theme each year. Last year it was of the dance. This year it's the mask. And so we're doing masks for Los Carnavales.
Have you had lots of customers? Lots of kids wanting to
decorate them? Tons and tons of them. I've gone through a lot of masks already, so.
Okay, so we have some people here. What do you think of the festival, Anne-Marie? Is this your first time?
No, it's not. It's my third time, and it's great. I always like coming here. It's kind of a little bit overcast and cold, but it's still fun. I like the music and just the different, like, you get to experience the different cultures, and I think it really brings people out of their shell a lot if they come and see the things here.
Richard, what have you seen this morning? Tell us about something interesting.
Well, there were some dancers from Australia. They were very interesting. They did a dance about the kangaroo, and that was a funny little dance there.
最近どうですか?元気ですか?元気です。僕の最近ちょっと風邪ひいてて、ちょっとしんどいんですけど。咳が出る。咳が出るんですよね。ちょっと寒いよね。寒いですし、なんか後でサンダストーム来るとか言ってて。本当に?本当に今さっき雨降りましたし。本当にちょっと。Hello,
we're here with Daigo, and he's going to tell us about his dress in typical Japanese dress. Tell us about that, please.
Okay, my clothes is traditional Japanese clothes, and it's called hakama. It's for men, but you know, there's some girl, they wear as a kimono, and they also they call yukata. It's also traditional Japanese clothes. And we do like there's Japanese words, we write down on the clothes. Also, we have a massage, Japanese massage. Ooh. And we made a origami. Origami is folding paper.
Right, what are you wearing on your head?
It's called like kabuto. Kabuto is, it's for the fight. Fight me like Japanese war. When I fight someone, I usually wear, it's long time ago, like 100 or 200 years ago. Uh-huh. But we wear this one. Uh-huh. But it's made by just newspaper now. But
yeah,
we still have like something like this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
We're here with Gustavo Beso in front of this Colombian display. Could you tell us something about this in Colombia?
Well, a group of friends and us, we got together and we decided to have something like this because we've never seen people with a Colombian table here at the International Festival. And well, basically what we did is we brought some videos from Colombia. We got a download of video from Colombia to it. It's on that computer. You want to listen to it, you can do it. We have some posters. We have some currency, some customs and dress, and some people from Colombia, you know, wearing
Colombians?
The Colombian people we have, you see, we have the flag everywhere. And we got those flyers that they have information about Colombia. It's a, you know, interesting things. We have a Colombian candies made from coffee, of course. What else? And basically that's it. And we're answering questions that people might have. And and that's it.
So, Ian, you're here at the International Festival. What have you seen? What have you done? Tell us about it.
I go over there and I buy something to drink, and we're doing a kids over there who wants some candy and stickers or I got one in my mouth.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah. It's toffee.
Okay, we're here with Jamie Eller. Jamie, tell us about the display and what you're doing, these stickers. What's going on here?
Well, we have some wonderful displays here. We have a display all about Germany with just general facts and information about the country, such as population, size, capitals, religion, food, and all of the displays are wonderful. We have one display that's been created by Bowling Green High School. So they have an exchange program going on between their high school and a high school in Germany. And it's just a wonderful idea. It looks like it talks about different experiences that the students have had traveling abroad, the high school students as well. So, and we have a lot of pictures showing the scenery. Different castles in Germany and Austria, places of interest.
And what are your flags here? What countries are you giving out?
We have, well, because we're representing two different countries, we have two different flags, one from Germany and one from Austria. And so we have one flag that's, of course, Germany. We have three colors, black, red, and yellow. And then with Switzerland, two colors, red and white on their flag.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we're here with Reed BC. Is this your first time at the International Festival?
No. I've been here since the inception of the International Festival and watched it grow each and every year.
So tell us some highlights from today's experience.
The highlights from today's experience was the outstanding response we had to the Study Abroad t-shirt fundraiser and all the other international activities that were occurring.
Are there a lot of Western students down here today, you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of Western students, both international and domestic students are here. The international students really turn out for this event. I think it's a nice opportunity for the domestic students to see all of the international activity here in Bowling Green.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
We're here with Laura McGee. Laura, you've lived in Bowling Green for several years. Is this your first international festival?
Oh, no. I try to come every year, and I think every year it gets better. This is definitely one of the best I've seen so far.
And why? Tell us about some highlights from this morning so far.
I think the diversity of costumes and foods and displays is just wonderful. I don't know why anybody would want to miss an event like this.
So is the German Club involved today?
Oh, definitely. We've had German students here all day. We have a full list of volunteers who've been helping to answer questions about the Germany display that the students made and the Austria display that the students made. And it's a lot of fun. It's really neat just to help people learn a little bit about these countries.
We're here with David Lee at the International Festival. What's been a highlight of your experience this morning?
Highlight of my experience this morning, that's hard to say, but I spent some time in Bosnia, and so I'm always taken with anything around here that pertains to Bosnia. The food, customs, what folks are wearing, the Bosnian things particularly appeal to me.
Okay. And how do you think this year's festival compares with other years?
I think, if anything, it's a little livelier, it's a little noisier, and it feels a little more crowded.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Can you tell us about your outfit?
Okay. This outfit, as you see here, it's a Chinese material, Chinese pattern, but it's made in a Western suit. So it's a West meets the East. That's how...
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wanted to ask you, I saw you signing a book just seconds ago. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just sold a book today. Okay, this book is about the Han Chinese tales. The Han Chinese is one of the 56 officially recognized ethnic groups, and this is the majority one. Its population is 91% of the total 1.3 billion Chinese. And I'm currently working on a second one, which is a sequel that will cover the rest of the other ethnic groups called the minority ethnic groups. So this book has three sections. The first one is a brief introduction to China, Chinese history, people, languages, religion, literature, and art. And the second part has three food, Chinese food with recipes, children's games with some game instructions, and also crafts, and also some children's crafts instructions. And the third part is the stake of the book, is the Chinese tales. And also for scholars of Chinese folk traditions, I also attached a motif index to this book at the end of the at the end of it. Thank you.
It's got all kinds of dimensions.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Hey, we're here at an Indian display, and we're just going to ask about, is there a large Indian population in Bowling Green?
Yes, there is a lot of Indian population in Bowling Green, and most of the international students are from India. There are around 200 or 300 students here in WKU.
And are you all students?
Yes, we are international students.
Where exactly from India, in India are you from?
I'm from South India, uh-huh. And there are many other people who are from northern part of India too. So there are all kinds of people from India here.
What are you studying?
I'm doing my master's in computer science, my graduation.
These women I'm talking to are beautifully dressed. Can you tell us something about your outfits, about your clothes?
This is called the Indian sari, and this is the traditional attire of India. Generally, all the Indian women wear this sari for all kinds of auspicious occasions and others. Even normally, they get dressed up like this. Generally, all the housewives are dressed up this way, and this is called the salwar kameez. So this is also another traditional way of dressing. This is an Indian dress.
We're talking with a volunteer at the International Festival. Celia, how'd you get involved in the festival?
Well, the Spanish Club actually sent emails out and there was flyers around, and so I thought that it would be a very interesting thing in Bowling Green, Kentucky to see many cultures in one place.
And has it turned out to be that way? Have you seen a lot of different places represented and people and things?
Definitely. There's a lot of people wearing their clothes and the styles from all over. You can see Africa and China and Ireland and Mexico and from all places, and it's really neat to think in one little town in the United States you can see all of these places.
Oh, and you're selling some drinks here to make money to pay for the festival, I suppose.
Yes.
We're here at the table, the volunteer booth at the International Festival. How many volunteers do y'all have working today?
It's about between 250 and 300.
And how did you get them all to come out? What was the, what was the game plan for that?
Well, see, some of the students, like as me, it's being my first time at the festival, and most students are also doing it as for organizations like their sorority, fraternity, and also classes, but still it gives them an idea of what goes on in each, part of the United States, as in there, you have the little crafts and festival tables of each country, so it's really nice. Like, this is my first year and I'm enjoying it.
So you'll be back again next year?
I sure will.
And lonely should not tarry, and 20 things beside. I'll bow and sow and reap and mow, and you shall sit and spin.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up now. We hope you've enjoyed these slices of different cultures that are right here in Bowling Green. And you know now you have an appointment, right? A date with destiny in September in Bowling Green to learn about it and experience other cultures. Thanks for joining us.